So, when can we expect to see Kingdom Hearts return in a future installment? Is it possible that we might get a teaser next year? Not for Kingdom Hearts 4, but just for a spin-off or a smaller scale kind of game, like a mobile game or something similar to that, as I'm definitely open to anything Kingdom Hearts related coming out in the near future. But before we get into my thoughts on that, if you guys do end up enjoying this video, if you could hit that like button, and if you want to stay up to date with all the content that I put out, if you could hit that subscribe button and hit the notification bell, that would be awesome. Help me out a lot. I know we recently just got to 100 subscribers, and I'm so thankful for that. So if we can get them to 200 by the end of September, that would be absolutely incredible. So, back to the topic at hand. Now, I don't expect a new Kingdom Hearts game to just full-on release next year. If anything, we might get a teaser or a trailer showing on what's to come, as even though we got Melody Memory a year after Kingdom Hearts 3, they were also working on Melody Memory while Kingdom Hearts 3 was in production, so that's how they were able to make it come out so fast after the release of Kingdom Hearts 3. They were making it alongside Kingdom Hearts 3, so most of the development was already done for it, and they just needed an extra year to get it out the door. Which makes sense. I know games take a really long time. Even mobile games take a long time, so I wouldn't expect a full-fledged AAA title to come out next year. If anything, maybe even a mobile game might release. Now, if we get anything revealed or even released next year, it's most likely going to be another mobile game, as the two Kingdom Hearts mobile games that came out made a lot of money, and they were much easier to develop for and add content to because of the microtransaction system and because of the immense player base that spent money on that said game, so they were able to put out more content for people to enjoy, as well as a pretty good story from what I've heard. So because of this success that came from these previous mobile games, we are most likely going to get another Kingdom Hearts mobile game. Now, what I would like to see for another Kingdom Hearts mobile game, and I'm going to get into this a little bit right now, but I'm going to make a future video going more into detail about what kind of genre mobile game I want for Kingdom Hearts to have. But the basics is, I want it to be similar to how Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories worked with its card system, and I think that would work extremely well in a mobile game setting, especially because, one, they can monetize the cards that you get and be able to put out more content even after the game's release. So that's really the biggest thing that comes to a mobile game. It has to have microtransactions and a good pull to get enough player base so that they can spend money on it and then be able to pump out more content, like I said previously. And two, it would just make it a lot more strategic. Even though there might be a pay-to-win aspect to it because it is a mobile game, it would also just have more gameplay than more mobile games, because most kind of gacha mobile games like that don't really have a lot of gameplay. The whole point of it is getting new cards and characters and stuff like that. So having a strategic type of gameplay would definitely have more replayability, because you wouldn't just be pressing the same button over and over again. You'd have to actually think about what card you're using and if you want to mix that with other ones and stuff like that. And I think that would make an extremely interesting way to make a mobile game, and that's definitely what I want to see for it. But I'm going to talk more about that in a future video. So, the question of the video, when can we expect another Kingdom Hearts game? Now, I would say probably around quarter two of next year, which is around summer, and that's just for a teaser or something similar to that, and that's only because of E3. If it doesn't get canceled next year, again, then we might be able to see a new Kingdom Hearts game teased or revealed. We might even get a trailer at the Square Enix showcase that they do every year. So I'm holding out hope for that, as I know we didn't get anything this year, which really sucked. We don't really know exactly when we could get it revealed, but that's my best guess on when they would do a trailer reveal, is at the next E3 or Square Enix showcase, as it has the most people watching for both of them. Does it count as a game reveal if Sora ends up being revealed for Smash for the next Nintendo Direct? I mean, considering how little news we get, I would count that. And as I said previously, there's no way we're getting another AAA mainline title game revealed or teased at all next year, because there's just no way they would have it done by then. The farther and farther we talk about in the future of a Kingdom Hearts game getting revealed, the more and more likely that it will actually happen. It's just that right now, it's going to be a very long time before we get anything Kingdom Hearts related, and all I'm doing is praying that it's not as long as Kingdom Hearts 3's wait. Anything before that, I'm fine. Just don't make us wait that long, please. But that's pretty much gonna wrap it up for this video. I know it was really short and kind of just me rambling on about when I think the release date would be, but in my mind, that's really the only time and only type of game that would be able to come out as just a teaser or be a full-on reveal and release, which is a mobile game, which I'm sort of impartial to. I mean, I don't mind mobile games. I don't really play them a lot, but if it is something Kingdom Hearts related, I will try and cover it when it does break. Even if it's just a small little bit, I will try my best to cover it as quickly as I can. So with that, if you guys ended up enjoying the video, if you could hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and I'll see ya, and have a good one.